Okay, we are now in the second chapter of Hilchos Shkagos, Halacha Yud, law number 10. We discussed the issue of if a person is engaged in doing a mitzvah, and in the process of doing the mitzvah, he b'shogeg does an avera. We say if you actually did do a mitzvah, in that process, you are exempt from bringing the korban chatas. We had a lengthy discussion about that yesterday. So there's a couple more examples, and then it gets a little trickier as we go ahead. Halacha Yud. Hamotzia salulav biyontov harishon shalachag shecholios b'shabbos. If the first day of Sukkot comes out on Shabbos, and the person, very alacritous, he wants to do the mitzvah of shaking lulav, so he takes his lulav to shul on Shabbos where there's no eruv. So he is clearly violating Shabbos because he's carrying on Shabbos.
That's correct.
Now, you have to remember, during the times of the Beis HaMikdash, the lulav was shaken on the first day of Yontif, even if it was Shabbos.
Okay.
But after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the rabbi said, you're not allowed to carry it on Shabbos. So anyway, so he went and took this lulav in Esra, Kedei Lotzeispo, to fulfill the mitzvah of shaking in shul, ve'vira, and he carries it arba amas b'rishus harabim. He carries it four amas in the public domain. Bishogeg, unintentionally, he forgot it's Shabbos. He was so focused on Yontif, he forgot it was Shabbos. So there is a case where he's actually doing the mitzvah. He's in the process of doing the mitzvah. And the Rambam yesterday said that when you're in the process of doing a mitzvah, especially you get very confounded, especially if you're a brisker, you know, and it's the first day of Sukkot.
Rambam said that?
I'm telling you, you're a brisker, and you've been up all night just waiting to do that mitzvah, and you're so anxious about the mitzvah. So Potter, that was yesterday's exclusion, because Sharei Bershus Hotzi, because he did it with permission, meaning to say he was so engaged in doing the mitzvah, and that caused him, so that's more than the average shoging. The average shoging is, well, you know, you shouldn't have forgotten it was Shabbos. But here there were extenuating circumstances. The pressure of doing the mitzvah is an extra burden that Hashem says, in that case, he doesn't need that much atonement. So that fits into that category. Similarly, now we're going to roll into Pesach now. So in case you at least, if your wife said, what did you do when you were learning? Well, we learned all about Pesach. Nothing to help with cleaning for the house, but definitely.
You got out of the way.
Hilchos Pesach. If Shabbos is Erev Pesach, now on Erev Pesach, Shabbos, you may shech the korban Pesach. That's the mitzvah. You
have
to do it.
That's the whole thing with Hillel and Bnei Yisrael.
You have to do it. So there's no choice. You're doing a mitzvah. Shechting an animal of korban Pesach is a mitzvah on Shabbos. But here's the problem. So remember, we had many cases in Hilchos Pesach where they send an agent for the group to shech the animal. And then all kinds of things can happen to the group by the time the guy shechs it. So let's have a few examples of this. Okay, they tell the guy, okay, you're going to go. They make up before Yontif. Okay, before Shabbos. Okay, Reuven, you're going to go and shech the Pesach for us. So he goes. He goes by Zemigdash. He shechs the Korban Pesach. It's Shabbos. Fine. Now he comes back to his Chevra, or what Chevra? Then he finds afterwards, unbeknownst to him, Shemashwa Baal Mishadim, the owners withdrew themselves from the group, and they decided to go to another Korban Pesach before he shechted the Korban Pesach, and this Korban Pesach was shechted for nobody.
Not even him?
Well, he didn't have to be part of the group. Remember, to shech the Korban Pesach, you don't have to be part of the group.
If he was part of the group, it'd be fine.
Well, yeah, what we're effectively saying, he shechted the Korban Pesach for no one. I can take you to be my agent, even though you're not in my group, and I can ask you to shech my Korban Pesach for me.
But he didn't know they weren't part of the group.
He didn't know. If he knew, then he's not supposed to shecht it.
That's why he doesn't have to bring the
Korban. So what happened? What effectively happened? Was it a proper Korban Pesach shechita?
No.
Because there was nobody the Korban Pesach for. There's no owners of the Korban Pesach. So you're not allowed to do that. But he didn't know. But he thought he was doing a mitzvah. And there was no reason to think there wasn't a mitzvah happening over here. So they either pulled out, or Shemeso, God forbid, the whole group died that day. Nitmur, let's say they all became tamei. That whole group become tamei. They couldn't eat the korban pesach. Right. And it all happened kodem eshchita. All these three situations happened unbeknownst to him before he shechted. Now, if he shechted and then these things happened, it was a good shechita. There's nothing wrong with the shechita. There's a problem afterwards. But he didn't do anything wrong shechted. But they all withdrew. There was no group effectively when he shechted it. Or let's give another example. Let's say that a group is there, everybody's there, everything's fine, everything's amazing. They shecht the animal. Now you have to do a rudimentary inspection of the inside of the animal, let's say the lungs, okay? And when they check the animal, oshenim tzatrefa besaser. There was an inner trefa to the animal that no one could have known when you're shechting it outside. Go nik of mayam, let's say a hole in the intestines, oreya in the lungs. Again, that's certainly an invalid shechita, because the korban wasn't valid, but hareze apater. Why? Mipnei shechted b'reshus. He shechted with full permission, even though he actually did not perform a mitzvah, which is different than we learned yesterday when the fellow was boel his yavama, or circumcised one child on Shabbos. Here, in effect, zero mitzvah was accomplished. But he had full understanding from his understanding that he was doing a mitzvah. There's no reason for him to thought that there was no mitzvah happening. So we would consider that more for sure an onus. This is an accident beyond his control that makes him not chayv. However, let's say certain things happened that he should have been aware of. And because of his sort of negligence, he wasn't aware of it. Then he will bring a korban chatas for this korban pesach, such as Avol nimtza bal mum. Let's say the animal had an outer blemish that could be much easier discerned. Oshoy said trefa gluy. I had a certain trefa that was an asa. I said the leg was broken. The animal's limping as you're taking it to sacrifice it. So hareza chayv chatas. Then you are chayv chatas. Mipnei shahaylo livdik. He should have checked that. That's not such a hard thing to see. Ve'achar yishchot. And then shecht it. So there was a certain negligence there. So anytime when the reason why he's shechted it improperly is to a certain degree of his fault. Now, it wasn't intentional. He didn't want to intentionally shecht a korban pesach with a mum. But that's the unintentional transgression. And because he didn't exercise enough care in this situation, he'd be chayv a korban chatas, as opposed to the aforementioned cases where it was totally beyond his control. Okay, now the next couple of halachas get a little trickier because it gets involved in certain halachas of korbanos of the korban pesach. So we'll try to get through this as reasonably as possible. Yud Aleph. Okay, now shachar es a pesach v'shabbos. He shechs the korban pesach on Shabbos. Same thing. It's erev pesach, time to shech on Shabbos. The whole issue is going to be again: has he done a legitimate shechting of the korban pesach or not? And if not, then there's an issue of chilul Shabbos. Where does it fall into shogeg or not? If you remember, a new aspect is sometimes you can do things wrong, but still after the fact, it was a good shechita of a korban pesach, and you actually did shecht the korban pesach properly, even though you made some mistakes. Some mistakes are not so fatal. Some mistakes are fatal. So let's say over here, he's shechting a korban pesach on Shabbos, shalol ishma, but not for the sake of the korban pesach, for another korban. Okay? Betos, by mistake. In other words, this animal was actually a korban pesach. It was. The group set out and said, this is a korban pesach. Okay, now they give it to somebody to shecht, and the guy makes a mistake, and he thinks he's shechting a shlomim. Okay? On Shabbos. On Erev. This animal was designated as a korban pesach. It is supposed to be a korban pesach. Okay? The guy, for whatever reason, thought it was a shlomim. So he's shechting it as a shlomim. It was by mistake. It's not like, I know it's a korban pesach, and I don't want to do it as a korban pesach. I want to be a stinker, and I want to do it for something else. No, he didn't know it was a korban pesach. Remember, it was very tumultuous on erev Pesach, especially Shabbos erev Pesach.
You should have noticed how
you got tens of thousands of korbanos going on over here. Okay, and if it wasn't a Shabbos, you'd also have some korban chagigas going on. You'd have a lot of things going on over there. So it's not unusual for people to make mistakes.
You think he'd realize
it's not crazy. Like there's only one type of animal brought today, no, and that's it, Korban Pesach. There's a lot of Korbanos being brought. And especially if it wasn't a Shabbos, even more would be brought.
Yeah.
Okay, so there's a lot of mistakes that could be happening over here. So he thinks, you know, he could be either a Kohen or, remember, a Zor can Shecht too. And he thought they gave him a Shlomim to Shecht. So he's thinking...
Could a Shlomim be Shechted on Shabbos?
Of course not.
Right.
But that's part of the show gig.
Okay.
That's part of the show gig. But you don't say, well, what an idiot. How could he do that at Shabbos? Because last year on Erev Pesach, I did Shlecht a Shlomim because I have extra the Korban Chagiga and the other things. There's more animals. So you think because it's Shabbos, he's going to remember it? That's where Shogeg comes in.
Okay,
anyway, so he takes something that really was supposed to be a Korban Pesach. He shechts it as a Shlomim only inadvertently, not maliciously. So now the question is, does he have to bring a Korban Chatas for bringing this animal on Shabbos if it's a mistake? So the Rambam says, Potter. He does not have to bring a Korban Pesach. Why? So he says, Mipnei Shazevach Kosher. Because after the fact, you don't do this Lachachila, but Bidi Eved, the Korban works for the Korban Pesach. It will work as a Korban Pesach, and therefore there was no Chilul Shabbos. Why? The law of Korban Pesach is as follows. Shakira Shmo Betos, if you pull out the name by mistake, in other words, it's supposed to be Shechted as a Korban Pesach, and you didn't intentionally say, I'm going to mess it up. You thought it was a Shlomim. But it doesn't matter what you think it is, it was a Korban Pesach, and you Shechted it properly, you did everything properly. In that case, the halacha of Korban Pesach is that it, after the fact, is an effective shechita of a Korban Pesach. And therefore, he was not mechalel Shabbos unnecessarily, because it turned out it was okay. And since and whoever is the owner who needs a Korban Pesach, it's a good Korban Pesach.
Everybody can eat it?
Yeah, that's what he's saying. He's fulfilled. He hasn't been mechalel Shabbos, so he's putter from... Even though he shouldn't have shechted a shlomim, but at the end of the day, his thought wasn't bad enough regarding a Korban Pesach to disqualify the Korban Pesach. The Rambam doesn't speak it out, but the implication is, but what if he shechted a Pesach intentionally to mess it up?
That,
in other words, he incorrectly thought that just like you're allowed to shecht it for a Pesach on Shabbos, you can shecht the Pesach on Shabbos for another Korban. I could take a Pesach, Korban Pesach, and shecht it as a Shlomim. He knew it was a Pesach and as a Shlomim. Then he's chayev achatas. Why? It was unintentional because he thought, he doesn't know, he thought, oh, if even though it's Korban Pesach, I could shecht like a Shlomim. That's okay. You could shecht it as a Shlomim. Okay. Now he wants to change what it is. He knows it's a Pesach and doesn't want to be brought as a Pesach. He wants a Shlomim. At that case, it is no longer processed as a Pesach,
right.
And now it's not a good Korban Pesach. He hasn't been Yotze. He didn't have permission to do that. The animal now is puzzle. It's not a good Korban Pesach. He shecht an animal unnecessarily on Shabbos, but since he thought it was okay, that's when you're bringing the Korban Chatas for that. But that's when he intentionally wanted to not shecht it as a Korban Pesach, knowing it was a Korban Pesach. All kamosh v'arad b'hilchas p'sul mikdashim, as explained in Hilchas p'sul mikdashim. So it comes out in this halach at least, if after the fact he didn't damage the Korban Pesach's validity, even though he did the wrong thing, he's not going to bring a Korban Chatas. If he does mess it up, then he does bring the Korban Chatas.
What about the first case, the real shogeg, and he says, I'm doing this as a shlamim, because I know it's not a Pesach. Like, what if he actually, like,
He thought this wasn't a Pesach. The case of the Rambam was he did not think it was a Korban Pesach.
Even if he actually...
There's only two cases. Either he thinks it's a Korban Pesach or he doesn't think it's... It's one of the other. Pick the one you want. I don't know why you want to pick a case that doesn't exist.
No.
Either he knew it was a Korban Pesach and didn't want it brought as a Korban Pesach, or he didn't know it was a Korban Pesach and shechted it as another thing. Those are the only two options we have here. Okay.
A while ago we did Korbanos Latidim, he had the wrong thought.
But this is not a pigle thought.
It's not a time.
This is not a pigle thought. Pigle thought is...
You had the wrong... You thought you were doing one but, and did the other.
No, but for Korban Pesach, it's okay. For Korban Pesach, it's okay.
Close enough.
It's the same animal.
Why would we say
it's related to the
I can't go back to all those.
Because Pesach is a shlamim.
It is a shlamim. It's a shlamim anyway. And it's processed the same way.
So it's like you just did a general category.
And it's processed. It's a type of shlamim, not exactly that shlamim. So, and it's processed the same way. So therefore, you got everything going for you in that way. Okay, Yud Beis. It gets a little harder. No, it gets a little harder before it gets a little easier. Okay, it's all going to deal till the end. It's all the same kind of cases here. Shachat zvachim acherim. Let's say he shechted other animals. Let's say a shlomim. Okay? And it was actually a shlomim now. Before we're talking about an animal that was actually designated as a korban pesach. This one was designated as a shlomim. Okay? But he shechted it l'shem Pesach betos. He thought that they made it a Korban Pesach.
It was still
there, Pesach. Right. So he thought it was a Korban Pesach, but it actually was a Korban Shlomim now. It's the exact opposite case. All right? So here's the... But you're not supposed to bring a Korban Shlomim on Shabbos. Right? It's not supposed to be
a
Korban...
He thought it was a Pesach.
No, he thought it was a shlomim.
He thought it again. Let's go over the case again. He thought they made it a korban pesach, but they didn't.
So he thought it was okay.
And it was a korban shlomim. It was actually a korban shlomim. He takes an animal that's designated as a korban shlomim. He thought it was a korban pesach. He shechts it as a korban pesach, mistakenly, but it was designated as a shlomim. It's a very interesting halacha now. Im reuim heim l'korban pesach. If this animal was an animal, not every type of shlomim animal is a korban pesach type of animal. But if the animal of the shlomim was of the type that could have been a korban pesach as well, meaning a male, a first yearling male, and that caused the mistake, because a first yearling male can be a korban pesach.
Right.
And he's seeing a lot of Korban Pesachs being brought, right?
Yeah.
So now, and he brings it on Shabbos. Now, you're allowed to bring a shlomim on Shabbos? Absolutely not. And it was a shlomim. So really, he's not supposed to bring a shlomim on Pesach. Really.
I mean on Shabbos.
On Shabbos. Really, he should bring a Korban Chatas straight off, no question. But here, he thought he was bringing it as a Korban Chatas. Yeah. All right.
Oh no, it's a Korban Pesach.
Korban Pesach. Potter mi Korban Chatas. He doesn't have to bring a Korban Chatas. Even though you're not allowed to bring other ones, he's Potter for the reason he will explain in a minute.
Okay.
Going back to that rule we said when you thought you're doing a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Remember, if you thought I'm doing a mitzvah, I thought I'm bringing a Korban Pesach.
Which is a mitzvah.
Right? And I'm supposed to bring a Korban Pesach today on Shabbos. Because he did it with Rishus, because he does have an obligation to shech the Korban Pesach. He thought it was a Korban Pesach. And even though it will not actually be a valid Korban Pesach, and he's going to have to bring another animal as a Korban Pesach, but since he's making a mistake in the doing of a mitzvah, we already said you're potter from a chadis. That's the rule. He genuinely thought he was doing a mitzvah. If it wasn't a korban, if he didn't think it was a korban pesach, he wouldn't have touched this animal. So I thought I'm a good boy. Remember, it looks just like a korban pesach. It's a first yearling male, and there's a million going around there, so they could get mixed up, right? And it's all because. And again, remember, there's tens of thousands of people there. The tumult is incredible over there. So therefore, since we're shush, it's okay. We can understand how he made the mistake in doing the mitzvah. It doesn't bring korban chatas. However, if the mistake is too glaring, but he made him a ruin. But what if this type of animal could never be brought as a korban pesach? Could go and choice in the case was a female. Female cannot be brought as a korban pesach. Oben Shteimer, or a 2-year or 2nd-year animal, which cannot be brought as a korban pesach. Then chayav chatas. Then he's chayav chatas. Share eino roy l'korban pesach. It's not fit. We don't consider this doing a mistake in doing a mitzvah because everybody knows you don't bring that as a korban pesach.
It was never, okay. It wasn't in the ballpark.
That's right. Similarly, how about if he shechts it for people who he should never have been shechting it for? Let's say a regular Korban Pesach now, a regular Korban Pesach, but it's still Shabbos, right? And these are people that he should never have shechted it for. V'cheinim shogag, u'shchata b'shabbos, he shechts it for people, shalo la'ochlov, that people who are not going to be able to eat it. Remember we learned that, let's say, if everyone in the group, if everyone in the group is a sick or an elderly person, and we know that not one person is going to eat a ksayas. Remember, we learned it's not a valid korban. You're not allowed to shech because no one's going to be yotze the mitzvah, and you could not bring that on Shabbos because for so now that's what he did it for. O shalol inuyav, or he shechted it for people who are not part of the group at all, for people who were just not part of the group, or l'areim who shechted people who were all uncircumcised.
Oh boy.
O l'tmeim, or they were all tamei. So in that case, chayav chatas. He's chayav chatas because he didn't do a mitzvah at all, and the korban pesach is pasul. And that is already a much bigger mistake.
So he's responsible to check if they're all circumcised? Like, is that his responsibility?
Yeah, he has to know.
Okay.
It's a spot check. It's a spot check.
He has to know.
It's just to find one that is.
Right.
He can stop looking.
On the other hand, what if he does it for part are good kosher people and part are not good kosher people. Lichat chila, we don't do it, but b'dievet, it's okay. So what if shchato la'ochla v'sholach? He shechted some of them were people who could eat the Korban Pesach and some people who would are sickly and couldn't eat the whole Korban Pesach. Lunu ishlonov, some people who were registered in the group and people who weren't registered in the group. Lumulim, for circumcised, l'reilim, and for uncircumcised. L'tzmeim l'tarim, tami v'l'tahar. Now, initially, you're not supposed to do it. But after the fact, it's okay, because for the percentage of people that are okay, it makes the shechting proper. Mm-hmm. So Potter, he's Potter, even though he shouldn't have done it, but Sharia Pesach Kosher. At the end of the day, the Korban Pesach is a valid Korban Pesach, and therefore it was a good Korban Pesach. So there's no reason to bring a Korban Chatos V'chein Kol Kedetz, anything similar to that. Okay, moving on to other types of a korban tzibur now, congregational korbanos. Okay, so we're shifting away from korban pesach for a moment. I think we're not going back to korban pesach either. Okay, we're moving on to other sacrifices. Let's say hashoichet b'shabbos korban tzibur shelo lishmo. Okay, let's say you're bringing a korban tzibur now. For example, a korban tamid or a korban musaf on Shabbos. And it has to be brought on Shabbos for the sake of that korban. So he brings that korban, but shelo lishma, but not for its own sake, but for another korban. And in that case, it will not work for the congregation. Right. A congregational korban will not, if you shecht it for some other purpose, it's not going to be acceptable. The fact of the matter is, if you take a korban tzibur and bring it for something else, it's considered like a nedava. A voluntary offering. Problem is, you don't bring a voluntary offering on Shabbos. If you took a korban tzibur on a Wednesday and offered it something else, we'd say it'd be valid as a nedava. But on Shabbos, you can't bring a nedava. So now, that by you taking that which was designated for the tamid or the musaf, and now you shechted it as a nedava, then I raise a chayav chatas. You're chayav chatas because you're mechal the Shabbos.
Right.
Now, the problem, though, is it is a... it was a good korban that was shechted, though. You haven't been yotze korban tamid, but the other korban was shechted. So what do we do? What about the fats? Well, it's still a valid nedava that should not have been brought on Shabbos. So we have to finish it off after Shabbos. What we can do. V'yakter emurim la'arav, and we burn the fats at the night time. But that's only if you also made another mistake, that he sprinkled the blood on Shabbos. Which you got to process it enough. If we catch him right after he shechted, said, "You idiot, you weren't supposed to do this. Stop dead in your tracks. The animal's puzzle and finished." But if he continued and even sprinkled, so he really processed it. So, okay, there's nothing more we could do. And then the emurim have to be burnt, but after Shabbos. Similarly, what if he did more than what the obligation was? Let's say instead of bringing two korban tamids on Shabbos, which you're supposed to bring two, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. He brought three korban tamids.
Whoa.
He just brought another korban tamid, right? So chayev chatas al tosefes is chayev chatas for the extra one.
Yeah.
So the commentary is asked, if you remember yesterday, what about when the kid had to circumcise one of two kids, and he circumcised both kids on Shabbos? We say he does not bring a korban chatas, right?
But each one's a mitzvah.
No, one was and one wasn't, remember? So he did one mitzvah, the other one not. But then we said he doesn't bring a korban chatas because he was so fatumled in the mitzvah. So what about the same thing here? So over here it's a bit different. I guess they assume he's not as fatumled in the mitzvah, and there aren't other people doing this. He's the only guy doing it. Bris milas, you could have a lot of people making bris milas on a Shabbos. But here is the only guy, there's only one person making this, so it shouldn't have been so fatumal. It's not like 10,000 korban pesachs are brought on Shabbos or Pesach. There's only one guy bringing the korban tamid. Yeah. So one guy already, you'd expect
you
a little
already,
bit
you know, the two times
better with
the
that.
One.
Okay, let's do one more. Yud Dalet. Shachet Karbanos Yochid. Now, we know you're not allowed to bring a private korban on Shabbos. Let's say a neder or an adava, or let's say the olas re'ia, or the shalmei simcha, or the shalmei chagiga, although you bring them on Yontav, you don't bring them on Shabbos. So an individual offering that's not supposed to be shechted on Shabbos, and you shechted it. Well, obviously, halacha is, number one, so if you shechted it, those animals, she'ein doch ha-Shabbos, that they don't push off the Shabbos, and you're not supposed to have brought them, but he brought it anyway. So let's say he makes a mistake, it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach, and he shechs a Shalmei Chagiga, which on an Erev Yontif normally would be okay to shecht a Shalmei Chagiga, Erev Pesach, but it's Shabbos, and that's your private offering. You shecht the Korban Pesach, and every other year I shechted a Korban Chagiga, so why can't they? Well, no, you weren't supposed to do that. So now he shechts it. So what happens? B'Shabbos b'Shkaga, unintentionally, Chayev Chatas. He has to bring a Chatas. Okay. V'habasar mutar b'hano. But the basar is okay for hano, in this case, because at the end of the day, it was still a valid korban. And as you're not supposed to bring it, but it was, it works, okay? And there is whatever, some benefit to it, although you have sinned. However, and it's mutter b'hano after yontif, but obvious if we catch you in the middle, ve'ein zorkin es hadam. In other words, you can't eat it, but it doesn't have a din of psule mikdoshim that you can't throw it. So you can throw it to the dogs. In other words, it's not a valid korban, but doesn't have the same invalidity that it totally has to be thrown out. So you can give it to the dogs, but you don't do zrika sadam, because even though that's not a malacha, but there's no reason to do it. Because the only reason you're zorek the dam on any animal is you could eat it afterwards. And since you can't eat it afterwards, it's a malacha you don't need to be doing on Shabbos. Okay, so you don't. But what if he did? What if he didn't catch his mistake till he already sprinkled the blood and he figures everything's fine and dandy? Bein b'shogeg, regardless of his unintentional, bein b'mezid, still alu laba'olim l'shem chove, will fulfill his obligation. The yakdir emurim la'erev, then burn the fats the following night,
after
which is
Shabbos.
Not Shabbos. V'habasar yeyochel, and the meat can be eaten.
On Shabbos?
No, after Shabbos.
Okay.
In other words, we leave the animal as it is. You do everything else afterwards. V'yove ha-shoichet chatoso al shigagoso. But he still has to bring a korban chatas. In other words, it comes out, even though the korban, after the fact, is an acceptable korban, he still wasn't supposed to shecht it on Shabbos. Okay, there's a whole discussion in the poskim, how is he able to eat it? I mean, how does he benefit from a malacha on Shabbos? So, clear, if it's shogeg, that's okay, but you leave it the time it takes, you wait till Shabbos ends, etc., etc. Okay, got two more halachas, which we'll attack tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Okay, shkoyach, everybody.